This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. 877-217-5757 is your number for our show, and signature support comes from Brian Lowe Financial. This is day two of our Fall Member Fest. There is a $50 bump for renewing members and a $100 bump for new members. And thanks to Tom Lampeter, the chair of WRKF's Community Advisory Board, for making this possible, along with Claire. And this is certainly a time when we need your support. We only do this twice a year, really, for an extended drive. And the fall member campaign has traditionally been the biggest and the best, and we look forward to your support, and it is your support that makes all the programs happen here, including this one, and we want to hear from you. We are, of course, right now are lamenting the loss of Cokie Roberts, a Louisiana treasure, one of the most versatile journalists of all time. She died two days ago, at the age of 75, and I know some members have been making contributions in her honor, including Jim Brandt, who a few moments ago did so. And if you'd like to join Jim and others, this is an appropriate way to pay tribute to the pride of New Orleans, Cokie Roberts, who was a frequent visitor to Louisiana and to Baton Rouge. She won the Humanist of the Year Award in 2015 here in Baton Rouge. And she, of course, never forgot her home state. When she died 2 days ago, the New York Times, and its front page story of yesterday, it reads, "Tenacious pioneer of TV news who raised women's volume. Cokie Roberts, who drew on her upbringing in a powerful political family to fashion a career as a leading Washington journalist for NPR and ABC News, bringing a tough, knowledgeable voice to the rough and tumble political arena at a time when few women had national profiles in the news business, died on Tuesday in Washington. She was 75. And with us is her friend, Rebecca Hamilton, who for 14 years has been the state librarian and worked with Cokie a few times, more than a few, on the book festival. And Rebecca, good morning to you, and I'm sorry for your loss.
Good morning. Thank you. We have some broken hearts at the state library, that's for sure.
And you were in contact with her very recently.
Yes. My last email from her came in on my birthday, which was the 12th. And we were talking about the book festival and making plans for next year. And I was telling her about what we were doing this year, and a strong and brilliant email, as always.
And that was a week ago today.
So, yeah.
So I don't think she knew the end was as close as it was.
No. And, I mean, she did say in her email that she was going to cut it short because she wasn't feeling well. But she sent me a strong, good, you know, we're writers, so we write long emails, and I got a good paragraphs out of, the discussion we were having regarding the book festival. So she was strong and participative, right there at the end.
Well, she was from New Orleans, as we know, and her mother was a congresswoman who succeeded Cokie's late father, Hale Boggs. Lindy Boggs, of course, was a Louisiana treasure as well and lived to be in her 90s. And Hale died early in a plane crash in 1972. But she came from a political family, and she grew up on Bourbon Street. But she had that New Orleans charm. There's no doubt that she was an elegant person. And for those who knew her, and you knew her well, she was a nice person, and I know we often say people are nice when they weren't, when they die, but in this case, I don't know of anybody who's speaking ill of Cokie Roberts.
No, I've been looking at all of the things, the beautiful things people have been writing, and Nina Totenberg said something that's absolutely perfect, that Cokie was the personification of human decency and always was the voice of people with less power, and we can speak to that at the State Library because she very clearly understood and was a huge supporter of not just the State Library and the Book Festival, but of the idea of libraries and how libraries level the playing field for the average person to get employment information, health information, access to their government that maybe otherwise they wouldn't have because maybe they don't have home internet access. Because even here in Louisiana, something like 33% of our citizens don't have home internet access, and they can only get that through their public library. And so she understood these things and was never far away, not just to talk about the book festival and programming and books, but those deeply important things to the people of Louisiana. Jim Davis, who's the director of the book festival, the first thing he said to me when he found out was, she loved us so much. And I think that was very true. She cared deeply about Louisiana, our staff. She said the book festival here in Louisiana was one of the most rewarding things she's ever done. She was with us three times as a presenter in 2011, 2014, and 15. And we were talking about her coming in 2020.
Well, it's a
shame. She never accepted a fee.
Never accepted a fee.
Nope.
Now, years ago, a guy named James Fallows, a great journalist, he took some shots at her in a book called Breaking the News because Cokie was one of the first journalists to capitalize on her celebrity. She got a lot of fees for speaking engagements, and she, of course, she was a triple threat in print, radio, and television. So she made a lot of money, but there's there's nothing wrong with that. And I think if that's the worst thing anybody can say about her, then she must have been a pretty good person.
We think she was wonderful. Speaking just on a personal level outside of my role as state librarian, there were a handful of times I just emailed her for advice. And her advice was quick and solid. And she always said, you know, pass it on. As, you know, as women, we have to look out for each other. As human beings, we have to look out for each other. And she is probably the most incredible person I've ever known.
Well, she loved this state, and she had a famous family. Both her mother and father were exceptional people and served in Congress. And her sister was a mayor who died young of cancer. And her brother Tommy died a few years ago, who was perhaps the most prominent lobbyist in Washington, D.C. And for those who are believers, there has to be some comfort that she is now with all her family. She was the last one standing. And at 75, by today's standards, that's a young way to go, or a young age to go. But she had quite a family, and as we heard yesterday in an encore interview that we conducted in 2015, she loved them immensely, Rebecca.
I know she did, and she and I have that in common. We, you know, I'm a Louisiana girl through and through, and it's, you know, we can talk about what's going on in Louisiana, but if somebody else says something bad about Louisiana, it upsets us. And we would chuckle at how protective we were of our people and our place and our state, and how it was important to give back as much as we could, as long as we could, to, you know, always make her better and better. And Cokie certainly enriched the book festival. She enriched my life personally, the lives of my staff. And we were very much looking forward to talking to her about 2020 and what was down the road. She was excited about the election. She told me this is going to be an interesting time, and she was looking forward to, you know, watching it all unfold. So, but, yeah, she loved Louisiana, and I think Louisiana loved her.
I don't think there's any doubt. Cokie Roberts, of course, was a fixture on ABC, on NPR. And she wrote a column with her husband that appears in The Advocate, Steve Roberts. And also, she wrote several books, as you noted, all bestsellers, and many of them focused on women in public life. She not only knew from where she came as far as her home state, but she certainly knew her place in history as a female pioneer in the news business, and had great reverence for those women who had succeeded in public life before her life.
I think you're right. And I think she very keenly understood how when you get in a position of power or authority or influence, that it was your responsibility to help others, not just women, but help the next generation, and recognizing that we all stand on the shoulders of someone before us, but someone might be standing on our shoulders next. And we talked about that often, about how important it was as women to be supportive and pass on good fortune.
Well, we thank you for joining us. I know it's somewhat raw right now. You were a friend, and it must be sobering to read that email that was sent a week ago today, and Cokie was still alive, maybe not so well, but certainly lucid, and she was one of a kind.
She was, and we loved her very much. And we're looking to honor her at this year's book festival, which is Saturday, November the 2nd. I'm not sure what we're going to do yet, but it's important to us that we do that.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's talk more as we get closer to November 2nd. Cokie Roberts would have been there in 2020, as she has been three times before, but she lives with us in a different realm. And Rebecca Hamilton, you were honored to be her friend, and I appreciate your kind words about her today. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And the number, if you'd like to make a contribution to WRKF, 855-893-9753, 855-893-9753. Gwen Pelagi tells me there have been two contributions in the last few hours, if not minutes, in honor of one Cokie Roberts, who was the Founders Day speaker in 2016, right before the election between Trump and Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. We'll be back after this 90-second timeout.